on reallibertymedia.com, rlmradio.xyz. Says up, Ponder Gander. I'm your host, Vincent Easley, the second. Today is no justice, only judgment and punishment. Right here on Channel 6, on the Real Liberty Media Show pages. Let me come over. I normally don't say howdy to everybody over here in the chat, but let me just come take a peeky over here. I think we have a now going. And the weather dork's talking to me. Okay, let's just go. I think we're ready. And I'm just going to go now. Show now. we are going. Yeah. Oh, well. It's not set. I'm going to wait. I'm going to redo this. I'm going to... Are we ready? Ready. Go, Grim. There it is. All right. I'm officially going right now with the broadcast. So it's kind of a start over. So right now on Real Liberty Media Radio, .xyz, LibertyMedia.com. We got a Ponder Gander with me, your host, Vincent Easley the second. Again, back here, noon o'clock central time with Ponder Gander. Today is no justice, only judgment and punishment. And down towards the end of the broadcast, I'll pick up at the beginning, which will be a letter to Jeffrey Winehouse. So we're going to look at his case and kind of a build-up of how we might take a consideration of looking at that. I got to go push buttons that are flashing over here. And back to the broadcast. Here we go. Today, yes, precious memories. I'll ask, will you stand with me? The best things in life are the people you love, the places you've seen, and the memories you've made along the way. That was a look back. That was a post I made back here a couple of years ago now when I started out my travels not too long into them. And I went around the country here. So that was back March 17th of 2017, Bluff City, Tennessee, that I had given that a ponder. And that's what we're doing here, looking at what matters and taking a ponder guide, connecting voices in this radio writing series. Real Liberty Media, and I've got some tags and hashtags on this R-Log, I call it, the radio log, the realliberty.org. So this is PGV1E8, the 22nd of March, 2019. Continuing the Bundy et al. Standing matters, and my coverage of the Bundy Ranch standoff and trial. And, of course, things that are related, because they do tie together. And I ask that you become the media and take back your future. Journalism, truth, needs defense. And you are what you do, not what you say you'll do. Be the media. Find me, Vinny, online. And we've passed our annual fundraiser, but I've left the link here in the R-Log, the vlog, radio dog barking here. You can find that there. So it's you don't have to just wait for once a year to contribute here, if especially if you're a regular and part of the crew. Yeah, give that monkey a nickel and let's keep this thing cranking. Cry of the Prisoner. It started out with again from last week in covering Geneva Black, and she's joined up over in a group for the it's a cry of the prisoners and some of these people that are locked up, and Jeffrey Winehouse will be who look at in the letter of writing for him. So in that cry of a prisoner, this is the voice of those whose voices have been stolen. Peacefully, these men and women spoke about the homes they love. They spoke also of their homes, that they would not be ripped from them. They reached out for their fellow man so that their fellow man's home would not be ripped from them. And what do they receive in reply for their selfless sacrifice? Chains. These men and women have been bound for peacefully standing for freedom. They cannot speak from prison, but we can help speak for them. Please further the cause and do not let these men languish in prison. Follow the links at the end of the video, which is here on the YouTube. And you can find all the lyrics and more from Geneva Black over at herbandcamp.com track, Cry of a Prisoner. And that is the continuing today from last week in the Artunication from Geneva. Excuse me. Okay. A revolution inspired by the heavenly gifts of freedom and liberty is ever vulnerable to the corruption and decay of hatred. Without the godly motivation of justice, love, and honor, it will decay to mere mobs looking only for the shallow draft of vengeance. Now, I've made a few quotes here that I copied from when the, I think this came from a memory from off Facebook, and so I looked for the author of these, that in that first one there, and I think there's another one, and I could not find anything in the search of these, so perhaps this is a paraphrased plagiarism that I'm reading, but then incorporating in here will be some other stuff along the way. So continuing, because the creature itself, let me say that again, because the creature also itself shall be delivered from the servitude of corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God. That comes from Dewey's Rhymes Bible. A lot of some people that read the Bible like different versions, but I found that word right there, the wording in that, was kind of befitting. Remember, the real revolution takes place within the hearts of men to aspire above the common state of mankind and achieve a society where neighbors may live in peace and fellowship with one another instead of in fear, where opportunity is there for all who will step up and take it, where justice for all is a foundation that provides solid ground to grow and prosper in body, soul, and spirit. The secret is said by this guy from way back when, like before BC, he says the secret to happiness is freedom. And the secret of freedom, courage. I took and copied that from the educational magazine and Journal of Christian Philanthropy and Thucydides, or Dides. There's a couple of different ways of pronouncing that. And that was edited by Thomas Dick and a big long link of Google Books here. I will need to be truncated in the final when I finish up the R-log here. The world we live in is a complex world with good, bad faces, left, opposite, and parallels exist. Throughout history, in addition to formatting great civilizations, noble humanity has also witnessed many triumphs, struggles that cause many uncertainties. Tragedy, mankind, again from Thucydides, trap. Yeah, you can look closer to that. So from over 2,400 years ago, that Greek historian and political scientist wrote the history of war, and it's kind of like the first political science book with scientific analysis and evaluation about power, competition among countries. In this book, he describes a 5th century war before and between the emerging nations of Athens challenging the hegemony of Sparta. And he said what makes war inevitable is the growing power of Athens and the fear of consequences of this power in Sparta. Most people are afraid of freedom. They are conditioned to be afraid of it, says Herbert Marcuse. Found that quote from Marxist.org. And here's some more about him. This will all be included in the R-log. This will remain the land of the free so long as it is. Let me try again. This will remain the land of the free only so long as it is the home of the brave, says Elmer Davis. It was like I was empty. Well, I'm not empty anymore. That's what's important, to feel useful in this old world. To hit a lick against what's wrong for what's right. Even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible-thumping beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting. But I don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong, and you got to do one or the other. There's the one you're living. You do that. You do the one you're living. You do the other, and you may be walking around, but you're as dead as a beaver hat. Right and wrong. That's a speech. And a little echo of Julius Caesar from Act 2, Scene 2. It says, cowards may die many times before their death. The valiant never tasted death but once. Of all the wonders that I yet heard, it seems to me most strange that men should fear, seeing that death, a necessary end, will come when it will. John Wayne said in a good movie, Republic, he says, I like the sound of the word. It means people can live free and talk free, come and go, buy or sell, be drunk or sober, however they choose. Pray, preach, and practice revival in the market worldwide. Worldwide. That's what I started out my thing. What matters worldwide? I see a lot of stuff that talking about what matters. There are times so very difficult in our lives it will make us sad, depressed, and bring us down. Our peaceful fight for what is truly right is most tedious and tiring. But we must remember that our hearts are beating and make us move. Says Julieta, my friend, she says to all my activist colleagues, friends and brothers and sisters, remember we do everything we do with and for love. We all have strong purpose in this life. This is a wonderful world. And in the pre-show or tunication, we listened to Louis Armstrong and What a Wonderful World. Thanks, Barman. Thanks, Grimner and Kate. Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their finger crossed. Everybody knows that the war is over. Everybody knows that the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get richer. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. By the barrel of the drum. Beat stick, slapstick, got the rabbit on the run. Live on time. Emit no evil. There once was a kid that spoke with palindromes, so one of the doctors did put him on Ritalin. But always a flipping, that's the hope of the pal. On the roam, roams, roaming along. Not in step. So, beat stick, beat step. That's a little thing I'm working on that ain't quite done. Anyways. Some speech is too free anyways. Right? Well, at least set another mask totalitarian. Thanks, Rob Works. Let me see what that says. That says now on. Does the right. No justice, only judgment. And more. Add quote. Because some speech is too free. So it's easy to whip up some public support for censorship and then along a one-sided media bombardment to justify their silencing to a large swath of people. Censorship tightens government loose control. Zero hedge. Again, thanks, Rob Works. Now, Dave Hodges, I don't know if you've heard of him. He says the three inalienable rights are gun ownership, free speech, and religious freedom. What won't I give up, says Dave Hodges on the Common Sense Show. In it is a history of censored speech precedes gun confiscation, which is always followed by genocide. The link will be included. From Dave. Let me go see what somebody said here. Circle's join. Hello, Circle-O. Judge Dredd, are you listening? Who say something? Hello, hello. Okay. Let me go back. It's like Real Liberty Media has tweeted. Thank you, Mr. Grimm. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, that's who said something, I think. It was Jay Dredd. All right, back to where I was. And right here, in the occupation of the American mind, I believe it was, and spin doctors, how they manipulate public emotion. Classic PR is to say, the problem is not the policy, it's the presentation. And that's in the Orwellian zone and down the rabbit hole of linguistic manipulation. There's a first time for everything. That was then. This is now. Again. That comes from the original 84-minute version of... they're talking about the occupation and claimation of nations and such forth over there in the Middle East. Throughout the yellow journalism of bad grammar and terrible manner, said Allen Ginsberg, the right word may be effective, but no word was ever as effective as a timed pause. That is from the artist J.W. Sigler, and I got that over from Miss Carol Bundy's Facebook page, and she shares some stuff there daily, and so appreciative for her. I believe she stowed had the most on her shoulders through it all in the Bundy Ranch standoff trial. Let me bounce back over and see who said something to me. Circle, hello. Yes, a ponder guy, a radio gander. Arlog, thank you for Circle. She's the one that gave us the R-L-O-G hashtag for identification. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. We've taken it and made it our own. Where was that? The Yellow Kid, not Bart Simpson. But you know, I did put that in there. Who is this? What is yellow journalism, and what role does it play in society? And there's a link there for more, but you can find it yourself when you come back to look over here at the R-Log. The duty of journalism is to tell the truth. Journalism means you go back to the actual facts. You look at the documents, you discover what the record is, and you report it that way. Noam Chomsky said. Yes, he did. You can listen to this one coming up. Oh, Snake Plissken from Escape from L.A. They called me Snake. Your rules are really beginning to annoy me. Facing four gunmen at once. I'm going to give you a-holes a chance. What do you say we play a little Bangkok rules? Slowly he reaches down and picks up a tin can. Nobody draws until this hits the ground. As he throws the can up in the air, boom, 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 he kills all four. Draw, he says as the can hits the ground. Yes, thanks, Snake. Well, hey, what are rules after all? They don't seem to be fair. People say, is life fair? Is it fair? God fair. We're all in judgment, ain't we? And well that we do and that we be in judgment. So continue to spread your hateful message. And I will continue to be loud and louder because you are wrong and I refuse to let the lies continue. That's a low paraphrase plagiarism. Charlize Lee Finnicum Finch, Lavoie Finnicum's daughter. Talking to M.D. Lauder, some of y'all may remember Melissa, the FBI informant. She lived with the Bundys out there with their boyfriend in Buda. And things went... So I tried to encourage her to speak. She has me blocked, but she's calling the Finnicums as grifters and... Charlize, realize what they're doing. So let them speak loud. Let encourage them to speak more and more because what the truth stands. But when you lie and you're trying to prop these things up, you only expose yourself. So I want everybody to say what they want to say. No censor, none. If you're racist, yup, say how racist you are. Say who you hate. I want to know. My heroes had the heart to lose their lives. Let me try again. My heroes had the heart to lose their lives out on a limb. And all I remember is thinking, I want to be like them. Ever since I was little, it looked like fun. And it's no coincidence I've come. And I can die when I'm done. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe you're crazy. Maybe we're crazy. Probably. We heard that song in the Pretunication. Crazy, Gnarls Barkley. It's a space jazz cover. Hannah Gill and Casey Abrams sing it. Uh-huh. You really think you're in control? That was a pretty song. You can listen to it. You can see the lyrics, too, at the azlyrics.com. Gnarls Barkley. Crazy. I also had a song. I transcribed the lyrics for this song for Flats and Scruggs. It's called Heaven. Heaven. Happy home above heaven. It's talking about land of peace and love. We're all trying to find our piece of heaven, ain't we? All trying to find it. We're looking. So, what is that? It's peace. It's justice. That's what I think it is. Sure enough, so I have here from this song, Heaven, from Flats and Scruggs, a show circa 1961. And also, a Precious Memory YouTube link there from up there in the title, you'll see. Trust God one day at a time. Just for today, I will begin today by praying. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Just for today, I will say, I can do everything through Him that gives me strength. Just for today, I will not worry about my needs. Just for today, I will fear not. Just for the day, I will not harbor doubt and lack faith. Just for today, I will not lack strength. Just for today, I will not admit a defeat. Just for today, I will not lack wisdom. Just for today, I will not feel condemned. Just for today, I will not be worried or frustrated. Cast away all your anxiety. Just for today, I will not be depressed. Just for today, I will not feel alone. Just for today, I will not be discontented. Just for today, I will not feel worthless. Just for today, I will not be confused. Just for today, I will not let the pressures of life bother me. Just for today, I will not feel like a failure. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. There's more to go with that you can read in the blog. That you can find the Bible verses that give reference. So this is Volume 1, Episode 8. We're almost a half hour in, so about 3 minutes actually. Then that'll make it easier to, depending on our actual start, to identify where we begin about Jeffrey Winehouse. Drink of that. Give me a second. That was fun. Put that back on. Well, some fair about a half an hour in. of Volume 1, Episode 8, Standing Matters, the Bundy Ranch Standoff and Trial Report by Vincent Eastman II. What Matters, Ponder Gander, Connecting Voices Radio Writing Series, Real Liberty Media, RLM Radio, R-Log, PGV1, Episode 8, EA. Hey, thank you, Mr. Ocelli. He's giving acknowledgement for the tweet there from Mr. Grimm, or from me one there. Yeah, from me. Where are we? We are talking about no justice, only judgment and punishment. Talking about a trooper that shoots a man while trying to serve a warrant. I was confused about some of this, so I looked a little closer. And I remember when this happened, back in 2012. So I'm here in Arkansas, and up north, up in Missouri, some state troopers, they shot this old boy, and you'd have thought he'd been sure enough dead. Shot him twice in the chest, and once or twice in the head. Amazing that he survived through it. So I have links in here. This was posted September 11, 2012 by Jeff Bernthal, updated September 11. Now, back in 2010, I believe it was, over in West Memphis, Arkansas, these couple of guys they identified as sovereign citizens shot some police over there. And I remember this stemming, coming on the stem of that, well, a couple of years. But I come to recollection about this case here to me when I started looking at it. I remember when this happened. And I remember the picture that was painted for us on the mainstream media. No justice, only punishment, judgment. Well, Winehouse, he was found guilty, and the jury recommended a total of 63 years from the Missourian staff there. Thank you, Sarah Johnson. Excuse me. He was given November the 26th of 2013. He was sentenced to 30 year sentence, again from E. Missourian. October the 10th, 2013, the plaintiff Jeffrey Winehouse was convicted by a Franklin County Circuit Court jury of felony possession of a controlled substance, misdemeanor possession of up to 35 grams of marijuana, first degree assault of a law officer, and armed criminal action. The state versus Jeffrey R. Winehouse, 12AB-CR02409-01, October 10, 2013. On November the 25th of 2013, he was sentenced to 2 years for the felony possession, 1 year for the misdemeanor possession, 30 years for the first degree assault, and 30 years for the armed criminal action, with all sentences to be served concurrently altogether. That is the state versus Jeffrey R. Winehouse, 12AB-CR02409-01, November 25, 2013. He is presently incarcerated in the Missouri, the Misery Department of Corrections, from GovInfo.gov contents, U.S. courts model. There's in the link. We have a letter from Jeff, read by Lone Star 1776. Thank you, Mr. Rudy, from October the 14th of 2017. It was re-uploaded. It was actually accidentally deleted. Meet Jeffrey R. Winehouse, also known as Bulletin Man, Bullet, B-U-L-L-E-T-I-N, capital M for man. Creative Commons Attribution License Reuse Allowed, And I have more links in for the whole story, continuing a pretty good presentation from Cop Block, published March 11, 2013, the Jeffrey Winehouse overview, part one, and part two also. On August 22, 2012, Henry Folsom, an employee of the Missouri State Highway Patrol, took the computers and cameras of Jeffrey Winehouse, a Missouri-based journalist. A couple of weeks later, at a prearranged meeting, Folsom shot Winehouse multiple times, claiming he was in fear of his safety. By now, and part two. This may be, let's see. On August 22, 2012, Henry Folsom, an employee at the, did I say this time? Missouri Highway Patrol, took the computers and cameras of Winehouse. Yes, I did. Was Folsom justified? No. Missouri Sentencing Advisory Commission is okay. It's not clickable. That'll have to be fixed. This tells the sentencing guidelines, and we have some clips from many raw videos that they were incorporated into the video. To watch the raw, unedited edition, see it at copblock.org. The Jeffrey Winehouse overview. We're going to go open some links here too after I go through. Included in this would be help Jeffrey Winehouse share this video, share the overreaching post from Cop Block, and create related content. So that's where I'm picking up. Thank you, Geneva Black. Thank you, Cop Block, and everybody else here involved. So call those involved if you want to get involved here with this, what's going on in Franklin County. You can write to those people, to the courthouse at number 2012-4030, 1 Bruins Drive, Union, Missouri 63084, and you can donate to Winehouse, inmatedeposits.com. Supply tips, corrections, leads. Pete at Cop Block, help with Winehouse legal efforts. Contact the Franklin County Jail at 636-583-2560. Or to be looped in contact with Pete at copblock.org. Here's some more contacts. Prosecutor is Robert E. Parks. His number is 636-538-6370. The Missouri State Highway Patrol Troop 1, where Henry Folsom, the shooter, works or did work, would be 537-368-2345. And the Missouri State Highway Patrol Troop C, where the investigators work, is phone 636-300-2800. Just missing spy watch video, so we all heard it. Now he had a watch on that recorded all this, and he also had his phone on and in his pocket, and his ex-wife was recording during this. We'll get to talking about what transpired. Wait, let me back up here. Now, what we would call and suppose that from mainstream, what would happen was that Jeffrey Winehouse got up there and said, "You're gonna have to shoot me." We've got some audio leaked that Henry Folsom boasts about shooting Jeffrey Winehouse. We've got a chilling dispatch call after the shooting. Very telling, this background conversation going on. So, excuse me. This is Jeffrey Winehouse, a real story told from someone who stands where he did when he was shot. Jeffrey Winehouse is a journalist from Missouri that was shot 4 times in 2012 by the Missouri State Highway Patrol. When he survived the Franklin County Missouri prosecutor brought him up on false charges and forced a guilty verdict even though he had evidence all the time at the time of the trial that Winehouse was evidence, such as FBI witnesses' testimony, not allowed, a video of the incident, not allowed. All evidence was withheld from the jury to attain a guilty verdict. He now sits on a 30-year prison sentence unless his conviction is overturned. Now, remember, I've been in the courthouse, the federal courthouse, and seen how this stuff works. I went up to Denver for Bruce Doucette and saw how this worked. The jury sat up there as puppets with no choice but to come back with a guilty verdict in almost every case. There's these rules for the jury. Shouldn't they be informed? You can't even tell them that they should be informed. And you get, like me, get threatened by the prosecutor up there in Denver, turn around and stomped his feet and stared me down in court. Robert Shapiro, you evil bastards. Evil. That's what they are, very truly. This is a terrible occupation we're under. The rules are set against us. Like Snake said, ha ha, Bangkok rules. So they do you. Bangkok. Jeffrey Winehouse stood where I stand today, in the gap. He did. That's where I am. I'm standing in the gap. In the gap between good and evil, there is danger. People stand up to corruption and expose it. It is necessary to keep the balance of power in check. But when it comes to this, it comes at great risk. That was kind of a parable. Paraphrasing. It's from the video, included in the link. So please write letters and send cards. It's great to know that you aren't forgotten when you are in Jeff's situation. www.bulletinman.com. ERDCC, Eastern Reception Diagnostics and Correctional Unit. Correctional Center. Jeffrey R. Winehouse, DOC number 1261. 778-2727 Hey K. Hey K. Wow, that's. Hey, Melina Grace. Let's go see what that is real quick. She tagged me. I'll interrupt. Yeah, she's involved in this fight. New Zealand when worlds collide. Yes, not too much into that. Thomas Lockevar Stewart has a video that's supposing disappearing casings as they're ejected from the gun, but you got to understand how shutter speed works, and you compress the video and this and that. That's not evidence. I'm sorry. I don't know what's all going on tonight. Look, because it's all a bunch of convolution meant for distraction. It matters whether it matters not whether it be real or not, or a false flag or whatnot, that the result and consequences that comes down the line, that's the importance of what's coming out of that. That's, you know, notification, the notice in the news. Hal Anthony will tell you about it every Sunday right here at reallibertymedia.com. And back to the Pondergander. So, hey, Kay, that's a street, unless I've got that somehow copied in there wrong. Bone, B-O-N-N-E, Terre, Bonterre, Missouri, Terre's T-E-R-R-E, Missouri, 63-62-8. Speaking in tongues, words. Well, Jeffrey, he's a bit of a preaching man, and at the Praise Fellowship, there it was. And he speaks speaking in tongues and words. He says, be careful of those words that you speak. The devil's field day. You are trapped and encumbered by the words that you speak. And I'll tell you what, that's what happened to him. He became encumbered. And that's set in this video from 10:23:11, Evangelist Jeff Winehouse at the Praise Fellowship, 6 minutes 25 seconds in. These words here, these is where he had these guys knocking on his door, coming, showing up there. Guard your words. Remember, I said guard your words. He says that he's amazed to still be alive, and after some, I think, dozen years of being an activist, he stood up, and they tried to kill him for it. But I think he let his guard down. I know I do sometimes. A little swinging wildly. Bullet man disorder in the court, 2:13-12 act. And he's talking on this one case. So he stood for a lot of folks here. Been to court a lot of times. When we hear him talk about the party's over, this one got the knock on the door from August 16th video. And it is protected by three speech. Three minutes, 10 seconds in. The ruse, the setup for the takedown by the State Highway Patrolman in Missouri, 6 minutes, 25 seconds in. And here's the words right before the shooting. Some people saying, you're going to have to shoot me. Why? It is also heard. It's like that red dress, or what is it, blue dress, green dress, or whatever. But the other say it says, You don't have to shoot me. So that, and then you find the fulsome testimony at 8 minutes 39 seconds in. Missouri journalist silenced, shot and caged for questioning authorities. Let me go see what somebody said to me. Grimner. Bone is bond, short for, yes, not bone. Long O, thank you. Bone. Bone tear? Bonjour, monsieur. Oh, they're talking things over here in the chatters. If you're a chatterbox, come on, or a chatterbox. What have we heard over here at the secret place? The Twitter statter. Okie dokie, and back here where I was at. The Jeffrey Winehouse overview part one. A ponder gander. This is I started out the pre-show communication and some from my buddy there, Flash, over across the seas. When you're in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, I didn't even sing it. What? When it looks like you'll take a licking, buck, 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 there's someone waiting. Who will hurry up and rescue you? Call for Super Chicken or Peacock. Included in the link here. Yeah, superheroes. Superheroes. We got Super Chicken and we got Underdog. 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 Yeah, you can read more in Soundtracks Artists. Super Chicken lyrics and Metro lyrics. There ain't no fear. Underdog is here. When criminals in this world appear and break the laws that they should fear and frighten all who see or hear, the cry goes up far and near for Underdog. Underdog. Speed of lightning, roar of thunder. That's right. Fighting all who rob or plunder. Underdog. Underdog. When this world, the headlines read, Hal reads them, doesn't he? Here's the notice in the news. When in this world the headlines read of those whose hearts are filled with greed and rob and steal from those in need. To right this wrong with bleeding speed goes Underdog, Underdog. Yeah. Speed of lightning, roar of thunder. Fighting all those who rob and plunder. Crimes of the state. Indeed. Yeah, kids shows Underdog from the Me lyrics. Played a little, I don't think I quite played this one, but had a little musical interlude building up to the broadcast. And I was way behind, and I hope I put everything in order as in how I did. And a lot of this stuff, you're going to have to go back and listen to the actual video yourself. Hear these words. And then this letter to Jeffrey Winehouse. Our words echo. Well, where do our actions wear away? Right? Heaven, I'm so glad it's true. I spent the best part of my life failing. But I found higher ground now in life. A rock on which to stand. Down here in Arkansas. And I found much more sense. I got some of this bluegrass mountain music down here. And here's some flatfoot dancing. The White Top Mountain Band. That was fun. There you go, Fuffy. So, in flatfoot, dancers keep their feet close to the ground, and that's how long, this is how, I see you, Melina, I have to come back to you. This is how you get, you can go style, I can't read it, you know, this how low can you go style distinguishes it from the loud claps of clogging. And the extroverted bent leg thrust of buck dancing. Flat footing is the dance Dotson is the first dance Dotson ever learned, and the one he loves above all others. If you can get to making a lot of noise, you're not flat footing, he said. So I always called it dancing a jig, but there's, I guess, different names and styles here. So the lighter you are in your feet, the better you are. Tippy tap tap. Be more to fun there. Mountain dance, flat footing in Appalachia. Well, that's included some extra in there in my copy paste. I've not been to visit y'all, but again, my appreciation for giving me such an incredible push for it, and as someone who that inspires to write better, you've empowered me greatly. I have a long way to go yet, but you've put wind in my sail, and I can see what was once beyond the horizon. Thank you, Writing Momentum, with Christopher and Gina Maselli. So, building a book, to our tune occasion, Arlog Radio Writing, about Pondergander, and thanks at Writing Momentum. Also, one of the tools, and I don't believe I used them at all, excuse me, in this one, so maybe I ought to do that. Excuse me, a little burp. And here goes, here's one of my go-to tools in my writer's toolbox, and it's writing.fyi/pro-writing-aid. So, yeah, I run every manuscript through it as my first round of editing, and so I didn't do it this week. But anyway, still a great appreciation to them for giving such a great thing to do. Well, I guess we'll round out. This has been a broadcast. No justice, only judgment and punishing. Will you stand with me? You know what? I got a little extra. Let's go to history here yesterday. I wanted to include a little bit more that I don't have in the blog here. Let me back down here to, I'm going to open, the history of journalism. That was supposed to go into the yellow journalism, but I have to make sure some of this stuff is included. Then I have some other links in here. Jeffrey Winehouse shot in cage by predators in Missouri, from Cock Block, change of judge granted for Winehouse case, countyemissourian.com. Also, I look at Arkansas Center for Self-Governance. Actually, in that, tuned down to a link into Arkansas. So, Center for Self-Governance. Jeffrey Winehouse YouTube channel. And okay, so here's one that the media intentionally covers flawed conspiracy theories to distract from truncated. That's from InvestmentWatchBlog.com. Also, sovereign citizens, a growing domestic threat to law enforcement. And this is leb.fbi.gov. And there, again, back to the history. So what I want to do is open each one of those and be sure to include this down into the blog. So I really didn't tell the story so much of Jeffrey Winehouse. Let me do that with without looking at anything here. Okay, so Jeffrey, he's been on the internet and having his own site and YouTube channel that it's called The Bullet Man. Been critical of government operations. I haven't found anybody calling him a sovereign citizen, which is surprising that they wouldn't have included him like that. You know how they are trying to group everybody up. So he made this this YouTube video saying that he would, you know, everybody, let's go to the courthouse, occupy the courthouse, and, you know, we need to arrest these people, these criminals. And so the Oregon State Highway Patrol, these guys are crooked. Part of the people he was exposing, he ran for coroner of the county there. Can't remember what county up there in Missouri, but because the coroner has great power. They can arrest the sheriff, right? So he sought to reopen some investigation into specifically one the guy that shot him. His cousin had killed somebody. He is a cop, and it was closed out. So that was one of the cases he wanted to reinvestigate, want to open back up. And like I said, he's been doing this for some dozen odd years at the time, back 2012, 2013, when sometime after the new millennium, he started into this business that he's about. So anyways, we've got a lot of people there, it seems, from the top on down, from the governor at the end of Nixon, which he's related, the Nixons are related to the Lassiters. You may recall Lassiter involved with the Clinton scandal thing there here in Arkansas and Whitewater and all this and that, which happens to be a buddy of mine's cousin who lives up here down the road. Anyways, there is I forget the word for it, but where people kind of collude, there's the good old boy type of deal going on, you know. Not just here, it stretches. Sometimes that's a good thing, in a way, but many times it's not. Now, so that's what we have here against Jeffrey Winehouse that brought him to his knees and on his back. You watch these videos, you hear what would sound to be his last breath of leaving him. And it's unbelievable that he did live after being shot like he did. Look at these videos, I'm not kidding. So anyways, the cops showed up. They didn't have a warrant, and then finally they went to what they call a judge shopping. After, I don't know, two or three, they come up with a judge to give a warrant, and they went in there, said they smelt marijuana, found some of that and some morphine pills, and Winehouse said that it was a subscription of his own. So they took his computers and this and that. Then here some time later, they said, okay, we're going to give it back. But it was a setup for the takedown. I guess they had a warrant, but they didn't have a warrant. So this is where it got confusing for me, because he wasn't charged with any of the stuff that they were supposedly going to arrest him for, but charged him for saying them shooting him. It's just, wow. Anyways, they shot him and nearly killed him and put him in the hospital, and then they let him out. When he got out of the hospital, he went home to his brothers for convalescence, and he got some better, and they come and arrested him and put him, I think, as a $250,000 cash bail, cash only. And he'd had a record of going to court case after court case after court case. That's what he's about, fighting these courts, right? So they, like they do, that's what they do. They blame the victim. So they made him a victim and then charged him. And that's how I see it working. That's been my experience firsthand. Sure enough. But investigate for yourself some further on this if you have an interest. And I'm going to be taking a little closer look in, I'm finishing this project. I have somebody listening right now. I'm going to be asking a favor of as well. Well, I'll tell you who that is. That person I'll tell or to ask later personally. Where are we at? Oh, there's some video. I think I might have that in there, surely. Jeffrey Winehouse destroys the lives of a attempted murder. I didn't listen to that. That's what I'm going to listen to. I'm going to include all these links. Round it out. It's been an hour. I want to thank y'all for coming along. Yeah, be back next Friday. And let me run out the schedule. This is the Freakers Friday. Freakers Friday right here at Real Liberty Media. That's free, F-R-E-E. We're Freakers. We're all about it. And tonight we've got Grammy Mary blasting off in a rocket chair at 6 p.m. Central Time, followed by the Freakers Ball. Y'all, all our balls to the walls, depending on if the Mighty Moose Girl makes it along to meet up with the great Grimna tonight at 10 p.m. Central Time. Tomorrow's the Dork Table. That's at 11 o'clock Central. And we come to Sunday. That's with Flash, by the way. Flash somebody. Hello, hello. I know you. Sunday. At 10:45, we wind to get a little pre-build up there, 15 minutes early, thank you, Grim, with some blues. So if you want to hear the opening from Grimner, I'll be here at 10:45 Central, and we'll play some trivia list a little bit later on in the day as Hal Anthony comes along. 12:00 over on the left, close to, that's 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Hal Anthony is behind Woodshed with some notice that you're going to find in the news. Yep. The occupation tell you what's happening. So come along and learn some more. Learn how to not get beat by the beast. Monday, it's Grim Leftovers in the evening. And Tuesday, it is In a Perfect World. And that is at noon, my time, Central. Wednesday, 6 p.m. again, Grammy blasts her off in the rocket chair. And Thursday, they got 20% off with Flash Somebody. What a deal. Come on in. Listen, I can get you a coupon. I can get you some 20% off. If you get five of them, you get it all for nothing, baby. That's right. Flash Somebody. And he's moved his time around, so we're going to see sometime along about anywhere between noon and 2 o'clock, I reckon, my time. We'll figure that one out and push some buttons when that happens. And I'm back again, noon Central, for another Ponder Gander. And we'll see where we go with that in Volume 1, Episode 9, in the Throw It in the Pile and Dig It Back Out Radio Writing Series. Thanks again, y'all. Peace.